NRL Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. Topsport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same-game multi. Gamble responsibly.
Second game on a Friday night. This is interesting. Eels up against the Rabbitohs. Mitch Moses has been named. Poor old Jake Arthur has been left out of the side. Oregon Kaufusi comes into the starting side. Regan Campbell-Gillard out with a groin injury. Murata Neokora and Bryce Cartwright onto the bench. Ray Stone drops out there for the Rabbitohs. Well, Cam Murray's back, so there you go. Jaden Sewer dropping out to the bench. Benji Marshall to Tevita Totola back into the side. That means Blake Taft, Davey Moali, and I tell you what, Patrick Mago's unlucky to miss out. I thought he's been really good. Campbell Graham, Liam Knight, HIA, so they look like they'll miss out on this week as well. They're flying, the Rabbitohs. They're timing everything with Wayne. What's the market on this one?
Yeah, this has got a little bit of the Rabbits' run is a little bit like what it was last year, where they hit their peak right at the right moment. They were probably a little bit further back last year than what they are now. They're sitting in a very nice spot in third, and the money is coming their way. It's $3.20 Parramatta, $1.36 Souths, and the line's 8.5. All the support for the Rabbitohs, it's moved from 7.5 out to 8.5. 180 the minus, $2 the plus, 51.5 the over under, with a little bit of support towards the over. The Eels just look lost and without answers. That was against the Roosters last week. Will Mitch Moses be able to reinvigorate the attack? I guess we'll find out. But it seems like it's a massive step up in class again to take on that red-hot South Sydney side. So all the money is at the moment on the Bunnies to put a few points on the Eels.
Really good test here for the Eels and what they're made of right now and into these weeks ahead. I mean, clearly Moses is a really significant in, but they were just very poor last week against the Roosters. And we're talking about a Roosters lineup that is not a patch on what they were last year. Week before, come off a loss against the Raiders, and we've already touched on how thin the Raiders' form is. Moses in, that's significant, and he needs to give them some direction. He'll bring a quality kicking game to them. He also can play direct, which they'll need. But they're going to have to play some footy here because the Rabbits have got points in them week after week. And so this game needs points and attack and some real ball movement from the Eels. But their record against the Rabbitohs is very poor, lost five of their last six. And the last three, they've had 38 points put through them by the Rabbitohs, one of those 38 nil, where they were absolutely dusted up when in the top four at home at Bankwest. Yes, it's fourth versus third, but is the gap between the two of them somewhere around a 10-point where the line has it at the moment? I think it probably is. I do think the Rabbits win. I think the game does have points in it because I think the Eels have to play points. My big watch is the Achilles heels for the Eels when they've been against these top-of-table teams has been down both edges and badly exposed. And one, their right edge is back with Blake and Ferguson. It's not worked in the past. The Rabbitohs will have a picnic down that edge. I think they win. I think they probably cover, but I think the game has got points.
They would be giggling at training, the Rabbitohs. So anytime try scorer Cody Walker, anytime try scorer Dane Gagai, anytime try scorer Josh Mansell, anytime try scorer Latrell Mitchell. Blake Ferguson must be thinking, oh my God, here we go again. It'd be interesting, really interesting to see who Brad Arthur pairs him with, because he's moved Opacek to the right because he and Wong and Blake weren't working Ferguson, and Blake was back to the left-hand side. He's still got to pass his HIA, but who he puts there is really fascinating, I think. Papali'i's running out of steam. He's had a phenomenal season, but he's starting to run out of steam, much like his Parramatta teammates. I don't see the footy in them that you want them to play, Jared. I think the minus 8.5 is a gift for the Rabbitohs. I really do. That Latrell Mitchell will be... they'll be giggling. Latrell Mitchell and Cody Walker at training and say, oh, then we'll get him to do this. Then we'll get him to turn in. Then we'll get him to turn out. Oh, dear.
Well, the interesting watch on the sideline, Jimmy, will be my good friend Alex Johnston. He'll be sitting there with a box of tissues because he's not out there. I mean, he absolutely ripped him a new one, as we know, late last year. And... 100% right. But I do think that the Eels have got to play some football here. I can't see them winning, but I do think that they've probably got three tries in this, the challenge. And if so, then I do think we end up with some points.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.